Lenita Rirenui is the CEO of Ngā Aho Whakaari. She's kindly with us and right in the midst of the challenging times for kaimahi in the broadcasting sector. We know that there's also a need for us to whakamana our reo as a sector and industry. And so that's part of what's going on here right at these most difficult times. Lenita, thank you for joining us on the program once again. Te tuhine, kia ora watu koe. Tēnā koe, Lenita.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Good to talk with you. It's quite concerning, isn't it? You've got a feel for our colleagues in the broadcasting sector. Lots of them I don't know, but that doesn't matter because these are people's livelihoods, their jobs, their professions, and it's a very, very difficult time for those. You represent the screen and TV sector as well, Māori. What can you share with us about the mood of those in the industry, Lenita, as we watch these significant changes occurring?
It's been quite a volatile time for most people who've been tracking where things are at. It hasn't been a sudden announcement, and I suppose because of that and looking at the decline of many of our platforms and the changes of audiences, there is an understanding of change, but it's never a good feeling amongst the people who have really dedicated themselves to this industry, to telling our people's stories and keeping our nation informed. So, and particularly this week, particularly yesterday with announcements, I know our people are across the different whare, you know, and some of our people, we look to solutions. As people may have read, kaimahi across the different entities have tried to present solutions, but it's such a big take globally. And I think for us here in Aotearoa, there is a possibility for us to come together, as I've said before, to determine where we want our futures to lie in this changing space, how we want to navigate what might be the best potential for our people, and how we roll, I suppose, into our pāpāho. While things are happening and, you know, our hearts are with everybody going through the changes across the different platforms. I know here at Ngā Aho Whakaari, we're in the middle of our kurereo pāpāho. So it's a little bit of an ironic feeling, to be honest, when we've come together with some of our practitioners who were able to go in on our role as kai pāpāho, focus back into what drives us in our industry in terms of te reo and tikanga and manaaki, that kai papa. But that's what we have to do. We have to continue to provide spaces where we stick to the kaupapa, me hangai tonu ana mātou, where we come together just to remember what we're here for. And in those spaces, perhaps wānanga on what it is that we can find the light with to provide different solutions in this challenging time.
Tēnā koe. It's difficult too, and you know, we're looking at the trust of news gathering organisations, the emergence of citizen reporters, the reliance on social media. It's a very volatile landscape, broadcasting and news gathering as we speak. But let's focus on the positives. Let's talk for a moment, please, Lenita, about Kurereo Pāpāho. Who are you working with, and how often does Ngā Aho Whakaari coordinate this or get itself involved in?
Yeah, as part of in looking to how Ngā Aho Whakaari Māori and Scream can tautoko our people in te ao pāpāho, this is our very first kurereo pāpāho that we've hosted under the umbrella of our shared goals with Te Mā Tāwai and serving our hapori, I suppose. We're so lucky that there are so many kurereo around the country that go back into hapu, back into iwi, but as a community, you know, our people who are often reporting on the stories and getting the reo into homes don't have a chance to come together and talk about how we do te reo Māori and what we do and getting it to those homes. So it's a first kura reo and we're holding it at Hawaiki Rangi Studios at Whakaata Māori, also as a hono back to our Māori brothers and sisters in the Māori media sector and the spaces that we're trying to provide and give Māori to in order to come through with what our future looks like all together. So it's a first under our kaupapa of ngā whakaui o ngā o whakaari to see where we're at and with the hope that we continue to do these types of things, supporting, keeping a steadfast for our people in Te Akapaho to maintain what it is that is really important to us, and that's te reo, tikanga, tangata whenua, and the kōrero that's pertinent to Aotearoa. So we're in day two now. It is a difficult time because there are people who are literally worrying about their jobs, but for those who are able to continue the wānanga space, continue to hold fast to kōrero, so that we're here for when our other mates are able to come back in, there is a continuing line. And one of our some of our kōrero last night in our kōhō was about that. So as a kura reo, it's a particular type of kura reo that we're looking to make it very much about te reo pāpāho. So that we can also wānanga at the same time. But today it's all, they've all split into te rōpū of different levels because we do have different levels across our industry, as you know. Sometimes people think if you're in the Māori media sector, you are expert in te reo. That's not true. There's different levels of reo, as we all know, and different levels of language that we use to tell Māori stories. So it's important that no matter what level, we're all here to support each other and hopefully still maintain that line no matter what's happening in the wider sector.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks very much for sharing some thoughts with us there, sister, and all the best with the rest of the kura reo. Difficult and challenging times. Is there something encouraging? Have there been any announcements from the government or from the funding streams to allow more Māori-focused films or programs on TV to be developed? Has there been any encouraging news from Wellington, from your seat or to your seat?
It's a funny time. It's a funny time for everybody with the government and all their... It's torn up to everyone to look at budget cuts as we go into pretty much a recession all over the nation. But I think from our perspective, from Ngā Aho Whakaari, we will always be here to tono for the obligations to Te Tiriti, for our kawanatanga to continue to support te reo, ngā tikanga, ngā tangata whenua o tēnei whenua. So it's an interesting time with this government, with their calls. But kei te pai, kei konei tātou, ka whawhai tonu mātou, kia rātou katoa.
Kia ora, free call too. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Lenita. Mauri ora kia koe e te tuine. Kia ora.
Mauri ora tau. Haere tonu wātea. You fellas keep going too. That's important for us all.